the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Post FM.
Morning and welcome, Nikki and DeMello. Actually, it's just DeMello. Nikki sent me a text last night saying she's not feeling too good. So hopefully she'll be back on board tomorrow. And ties in quite well with that news that came out of the update. Doctors saying we may not yet be out of the woods when it comes to the flu. Don't know that that's actually what's wrong with Nikki, but we were kind of looking at the stats improving somewhat when it comes to this horror flu season. Turns out possibly the worst could still be ahead of us. So I guess a reminder to take all necessary precautions, including mostly, I guess, staying home if you're actually sick. Today is also International Orangutan Day. Orangutans, that's right. Apparently all three species of orangutan are considered critically endangered, and the vast majority of that is down to human activity. So today's a day to maybe get on board helping out. Today is also, staying on an animal theme, Cupcake Day for the RSPCA, with the idea that we should bake for change to stamp out animal cruelty, which I'll admit to you, isn't it like an obvious connection when you think about it? But at the same time, they are two things that I support, i.e. stopping animal cruelty and eating baked goods. So, you know, it doesn't always need to make sense, does it? Now, a new survey has found that 45% of Americans have worn the same pair of underwear for 2 days or more. And 13% have worn the same pair for a week or more. Apparently, out of this same survey, men are 2.5 times more likely to wear unwashed drawers for a week or more. Well, surely that's no surprise. And we'd all agree, generally, that guys are, I mean, to be fair, grosser than women, generally. And while I'd like to think that here in Australia, we would be a little better turned out, I suppose you never really can be sure about that, can you? Though it does remind me of a story I heard from the other day. A bloke went to the doctor and said, "Doc, I can hear voices coming from my underwear." And the doctor said, "Mate, don't listen to them. They're talking bollocks."
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
Yes, Dad Blunders. My Dad Blunders in particular. And Andrea from Jandakot is here to take the challenge this morning. How are you, Andrea?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, look, you know, Monday, but we'll get through it together, you know? Okay,
yes.
I guess okay for a Monday is the key here. So now this is a part of our potential lead up to Father's Day celebrations here. Great prizes up for grabs. All we've got to do is now, and it's fair to say that with a competition called DeMello's Dad Blunders, some of these I will have committed. Your task is to work out which one. And today's blunder that we're putting out there to get you in the running for the prize package. The question, yep. Andrea, do you reckon I've ever left my boy's favourite teddy behind?
Absolutely.
Now, are you a parent, Andrea?
I am.
Have you ever done that?
I certainly have.
Can you think of the most inconvenient time that you've left one behind?
Oh, my gosh. I think it was actually when we were about to board a plane.
Oh, man.
To fly to the States. But well, it wasn't actually at home. I left it in the departure lounge. But fortunately, we got it back.
Well, your story easily trumps mine. You're right, by the way. I've got a good friend of mine, Brycey, who sent us a Facebook post to say, for sure you've left the teddy behind. He reckons multiple times. Yeah, and he's right. It has happened more than once. So the number of times I've had to go into play areas in shopping centres and pick him up from under bits.
Yeah.
But also halfway up the freeway from my folks' place in Thornleigh. And go, oh, it's back there. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think
I feel
it happens.
The pain.
It happens to all of us. So you're in the draw now. Congratulations. There's $100 to spend on Hogs Mandurah, a vehicle service worth up to $300 at Automotive Inspection Services, and $100 to spend at Pipe Dreams, and possibly more to come in that collection. We'll find out as we get closer to it. So there you go. Good luck. You're in the draw, Andrea.
Thank you. Have a great day.
That's all right. You too.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with Nikki away today, it's DeMello sliding into the entertainment journalist seat. And sad news out of Hollywood, first off, with film icon Peter Fonda died on Friday. He'd been suffering from lung cancer. Now, he was part of a pretty well-known Hollywood family. His sister Jane, father Henry, and daughter Bridget all made their mark in movies. And he was best known for an iconic role as a hippie motorcyclist in Easy Rider. Peter Fonda was 79. Saturday Night Live and Bridesmaids star Kristen Wiig is reportedly engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Avi Rothman. Now, Rothman is a writer, actor, producer and director, so what does that make him into a quadruple threat? It will be her second marriage. She was married to actor Hayat Hargrove from 2005 to 2009. I'm in love with your body, every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. And Ed Sheeran also, of course, in love with tomato ketchup. And three of the limited edition bottles of Heinz tomato ketchup based on the tattoos of Ed Sheeran sold at auction late last week in London, with one going under the hammer for £1,500, which is around 2,600 of our finest dollars. Only 150 of the Ed Sheeran X Heinz tomato ketchup, the tattoo edition bottles, were made, featuring a copy of Sheeran's own Heinz-related tattoos. So how many of those will make it to WA is anyone's guess. All three of the first bottles sold fetched around $2,000. Of course, bottles were made, if you're wondering, to mark Heinz's 150th birthday. And a few controversial tweets and a lost Oscar-hosting gig haven't managed to stop comedian Kevin Hart from earning the folding this year. He is the top-earning stand-up comedian, according to Forbes. In 2019, he earned $59 million, according to reports. It's more than $10 million more than next in line, Jerry Seinfeld, and well ahead of talk show host Trevor Noah and SNL and movie star Amy Schumer. Nice work for some.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.